Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Ballsy is away today, so hey, you're my co-host. Feel free to call or text for anything over the weekend. And Thursday seems like it was ages ago, but that was the Queen City Rocks finale at the Exchange, and our winners were Weapons, if you haven't heard them before. They have a great sound, and you know what? It was tough. Dagen Harding Band, Satisfaction Overload, Dead Levy all put on amazing performances, but our judges just felt that Weapons were ready. Do you know what I mean? Like, there were three guys up there. They just kind of had it all. And every one of the bands up there did an unbelievable job, but Weapons just had it right now, or that night at least. So they get over $5,000 in prizes and, of course, airplay here on The Wolf. And our judges, Abby White, J.J. Elliott, Brock Prentice, they had a tough job. They were throughout every single runoff week, all three of those guys were there. But we brought in a heavy hitter for this past Thursday. Paul Jessup is his name. He's head of Universal National Promotions for Universal Music Canada. And this guy just knows his stuff. And it was fun when we were back. All the judges were talking about which band they feel should win. And I just kind of sat there silently, and Paul Jessup just said that that's what he said. He's like, these guys, Weapons, I could put them up on stage and they could open for a big act tonight. And that's just what did it. So congratulations to all of our bands, though. And as we say each and every year, don't give up. Just because you didn't win this one year doesn't mean you're not going to win it next year. Small City Blues, it took several tries for them to win it, and they pulled it off. So we'll see you next year. Queen City Rocks 2020.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Today is a special day.
A day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day. A day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty. The fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. The gravity of the message of Earth Day came through. Act or die.
Yeah, and this year's theme is save our species. Protect our species. That's what it is, okay? As humans, we kill off a lot of species. We kind of are the bulls in the china shop. Sometimes we go about things pretty recklessly. And I think we're starting to get it. We're starting to understand. Not soon enough. And I will admit, I'm one of those people that doesn't think about it soon enough either. I travel a lot. I do. I'm all over the place, and I couldn't imagine how much fuel I go through in a year. It's a necessary evil. It's something that I need. There's just not technology out there for me that will work right now. But I will tell you this. My eye is on electric. As soon as there's an electric vehicle that will work for me and my family, I will be buying one, but that's not enough. I understand that we've got it pretty good on Earth. We've got technology now that people could only dream of having years ago. You would think that the least we could do is make sure we don't kill our planet. So regardless of what line, side of the line you're on, maybe you're like, oh, this, you know, global warming doesn't exist or whatever. I'm not going to make it a debate about that, but I am going to say this. You know, we can all do better. So today is a day to remember that and maybe take a couple seconds to shut the lights off in the house. Maybe you don't have to crank the AC
even though it's only supposed to get up to 17 today. I know some people will have that AC cranked no matter what. Maybe that's something you don't have to do.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Imagine this. You've honed your craft for years. I mean, you were a pop star at one point. I'm talking about Gavin DeGraw. You go out onto the ice to sing the anthem for the Nashville Predators, and you hit it out of the park. You do a great job. You back up a couple of steps in celebration, raise your hands, and as you're raising your hands, you don't realize that you'll need those hands to block the fall. He slips flat on his face in front of everybody, a sold-out crowd in Nashville, national TV audience, just biffs it. But he plays it off cool. He's fine with it. But you want to talk about super embarrassing. I think we've all been there with one of those embarrassing public moments. Trent says this on the text line. He says, I was doing a safety demonstration at work in front of about 50 or 60 people and forgot to tie off on a scissor lift. It wouldn't have been embarrassing, but I was called out by my boss mid-presentation. He made an example of me. He even wrote me a formal warning saying, quote, even our safety guy can forget. Needless to say, I looked for a new job right away. Yeah, you probably wouldn't hear the end of that one. I know I've gone up and given speeches at events, and I have slipped on a couple of occasions. I'm not the most graceful human being, and oftentimes I'll know it too. I'll be sitting there at the table before they call you up, and you see those three steps, and you go, that's not going to be a big deal. I'm going to get up those three steps, no problem. And then you start thinking, I could slip, though. Like, I could fall, but that won't happen to me. And then you go, oh, my God, I'm going to fall down those stairs. That's going to happen. And then sure enough, flat. I've done it probably three times that I can think of. One time I actually ripped my pants. Luckily, nobody noticed that my pants were ripped. But that's happened. I've also gone up on stage at a very big show in Saskatoon at Credit Union Center at the time, and I had torn a hole in my crotch, and I was up in front of about 12,000 people with a giant hole in my crotch, and luckily nobody noticed that. So,
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ballsy's away today. I did say government employees have the day off today because it's Easter Monday. Got a text. It says, hey guys, just thought I would let you know that provincial government employees are working today. Crown Corporation employees and federal government employees get today off. Okay, lucky, lucky people. Now, most of us would say this is not a very good song. True? Well, that's why that song would never get played on The Wolf, except for right now. But tell us what songs you love and hate. I'm using it to demonstrate a point. See, that song would probably get a bad rating in our music survey at thewolfrocks.com and on the Wolf app. Again, brought to you by Leon's Furniture Regina. So what you do is you go through and you tell us whether you like or you hate a song. So you'd probably hear this by Milli Vanilli, and you'd probably give it a thumbs down. Now, you're not going to hear Milli Vanilli on our music survey, but again, just an example. I would hope you'd give that a bad rating. But again, it would be entirely up to you. TheWolfRocks.com, and you can win $1,000. Just cycle through all the songs. Tell us if you like it, if you don't like it, whatever it is. I know there isn't a lot of fence sitting when it comes to music. We're very passionate about it. I know you are as well, and we are about you. We want this station to be a station that you constantly come to for great music. And in order for that to happen, we want to get your feedback. So right now, go to thewolfrocks.com. Again, on the Wolf app, if you've got a little bit of time off today, it'll take about an hour and a half, but you could win $1,000, and you could give a thumbs down to Milli Vanilli. Oh, wait, yeah, again, that's not on the music survey. You know what? Maybe I like that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So Easter yesterday, and the Easter Bunny, hopefully he treated your family well, or she treated your family well. I haven't sexed the Easter Bunny. I hope you haven't either. That sounded really bad. But, well, I've said it already. So, did your kids get a good haul? What do you do around the house when your kids get all the chocolate? Like, are they allowed to eat it for breakfast? Is this something you allow in your household? I know yesterday, my daughter had some candy for breakfast. But how's that any worse than some cereal that's out there now? It's kind of the same thing. But as she had her back turned, of course, I'm the kind of guy that goes up to her Easter basket and definitely takes my pull charge. That's what I call it. You know, I've got the house that the Easter Bunny comes to. There's got to be some sort of fee paid. So I go over there, but I try and do it sneaky like. I don't want her to know that I took it. And I go over and she doesn't have, like, what she did open, she ate already. And she doesn't have any of the other, like, chocolate packages open, so I can't sneak it. So I had to wait, and by the time I waited, it was too late. I couldn't even get my chocolate pull charge. What do you do? Do you sneak candy from your kids? It's like Halloween's a little different because Halloween, they get more. So, and it's tougher for them to tell if one little tiny chocolate bar is gone at Halloween. Easter, maybe it's a little different. And at Easter, I've noticed this too. The Easter Bunny now doesn't just bring candy. Oh no, the Easter Bunny now brings toys and stuffed animals and video games and things like that. So how do you handle stealing? Well, no, let's get down to it. Do you steal stuff from your kids?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Dave Martin, you ever steal money from your kids, not money, candy from your kids' Easter basket?
Yeah, well, when they were little, I would. They're all grown and they got kids now, too, and they do it, too.
Oh, so this is a common trend.
I think it's hereditary.
Listen, my daughter looks forward to this day all year, and I took a little bit of her hopes and dreams.
You know what? You're doing them a favor. You're saving them on dentist bills. You know, they could become diabetic. It's just a bunch of things you're helping them with.
Well, the Easter Bunny has come along, and I'm going to send you off to Cheech and Chong O Cannabis Tour Wednesday, October 2nd at Conexus Art Center.
No way.
Yeah, so you can go and maybe take some of your children's stolen candies because you might need it for munchies.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday was Easter Sunday, so the Easter Bunny came. Now, the Easter Bunny was allowed in your household, so therefore, a dad tax must be paid. You get some candy immediately. That's how it should be, right? And Justin goes on, he says, I figure the best way to try and get some chocolate from my own kids is to convince them that sharing is a good thing. Because in today's day and age, kids seem to be really possessive of their items, their chocolate included. But yes, I have stolen candy from my kids, which every parent has done. I've stolen from them, just trying to help them be healthy. So less for them. Jessica puts it the best, though. This is so on point. Simple words, too. Do your kids hesitate to take your candy? Well said.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Jordan Metzger, he figures Ovi is going to get the repeat here in NHL playoffs. Okay. That could have happened. Well, I mean, listen. They're the Capitals. They have a stellar lineup. I'm not paying attention to that series at all, though, because it's Washington and Carolina. Nobody cares about it, especially with all the Canadian teams that have been in the playoffs so far. They are dropping like flies, and the Leafs are the only ones left. Is there a certain obligation as a Canadian that you need to cheer for the Leafs? No, there isn't. I've said this before. I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, and people will get on me all the time. Well, the Blue Jays are a Canadian team. So? Doesn't mean I have to cheer for them. And the Leafs are so tough to cheer for, right? Especially if you are I find that Leafs fans have usually had it in their blood. They're usually raised as a Leaf fan, and then it's within them. And that's okay. That's good. I appreciate how enthusiastic Leaf fans are, but they're a little much. So I think that's why a lot of fans of other Canadian teams go, oh, God, I hope they lose tomorrow night against the Bruins in Game 7. A lot of them are, I think, right? Justin Perot says, NHL team, Team Canada starts right away. This one coming in from Taylor. Well, Chad, I was cheering for Calgary, but now I'm on the Blues bandwagon because they have 17 Canadians on the team. And Braden Schwartz is from Wilcox, and the guy is a beast. Would be nice to see the Blues take it all. Backup NHL team. This one says, diehard Penguins fan here, but I was born and lived in Western Pennsylvania. Pens sucked this year. That was a tough pill to swallow. So are you an Islanders? Are you going for the Islanders then now? Because there is part of me that always cheers for the team that beat my team out. Because then you feel like, well, if they win the cup, then I shouldn't feel as bad, right? If they win it all, then I could at least say, well, my team was beat by Stanley Cup champions, right?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.